This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tara on Twitter says, Mary Kay was telling the hard truth on with Anthony and I. Fans and national media need to hear it. They need Watson to be better, or you're taking a flamethrower to the next 5 years. Hashtag Browns. I would say, yeah, I think a lot of fans are at that point. I think they're at that point. I don't think you have to take a flamethrower to the next 5 years. It's just going to be you are fighting a very uphill battle. And, I mean, when you have Albert Breer saying, well, he's going to be the quarterback in 2025, I go, how can he? If he plays like this, you got to sell a ticket.
Kenny, I said he's going to get benched this week. We're two totally different spectrums here on the argument, which I guess makes this game really interesting.
The easiest way for, honestly, I mean, we can recognize this, that the easiest way out of all of this is he plays much better. That's the easiest way out of all of this. The realistic way out of all of this is that eventually you're going to have to make a very tough decision. And then they'll do what I predict they're going to do, which I'm very, very positive they're going to do, is where, guys, dust off your draft books, get ready to have these arguments again, watch a lot of Colorado football, Miami football, and Texas football, and so on, and LSU, and get ready because you're going to take a quarterback. Because it's the only quarterback, it's the only player that you can take that you can afford and will inspire the fans that they can get behind and rally behind. Like Jameis Winston, unless Jameis Winston becomes old Jameis Winston, you're not going to, like, he'll play a little bit, that's it, and you won't inspire the fans. DTR, a little bit, but if DTR just becomes a backup in the league, that's not going to do anything. First round draft pick, football teams are obsessed with taking quarterbacks, getting quarterbacks, they'll probably do it. And it will leave him in a not-so-great situation because your offensive line still isn't going to be that good. And you're going to have to lose some of these guys because of salary cap implications. It's going to be very, very difficult for everybody involved. But that's what they would probably do. Also, somebody says, you jumped on the fact that it's Baker all over again. Incorrect. But she's asking you, Mary Kay, to trust the same people who got that wrong to figure this out. Whoopsie-daisy.
Whoopsie-daisy.
Oh, boy. 216-474-0092.
Kenny, I don't know if you can see the reflection of what I'm watching right now.
What are you watching? I can't see it.
Manny's Colorado Baylor highlights.
Oh, I can see it.
Jaden Daniels is doing, holy cow, he gets out of a few of these. They're very Lamar Jackson-like situations
here. So you have put... We're just going to have to hold off on the Bob Costas, guys. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
This is where we're at here. You're putting good Ken and evil Ken on my shoulders.
We'll do it on the podcast.
Because good Ken is saying, he's very slight and he holds on to the ball too long. Even good Ken is saying, he's gotten a lot better since Jackson State to last year to now. He's gotten a lot better.
Imagine professional development.
And evil Ken sitting there going, Owen said it himself, the afternoon prime.
Let's remind people, because if his son's coming here, Dion is getting... He's getting a spot on our station.
Ken,
he's getting a radio show.
Kenny, hey dummy, you had his turf shoes when you were a kid. You like his sunglasses. You've defended Coach Prime before. No, we can't do that. You're putting him in a bad spot. He holds onto the ball too long. Deshaun already holds onto the ball too long. We're going to get the poor kid killed.
Oh, and we need Berman doing prime time with Tom Jackson.
Oh, my gosh.
We need it.
You're killing me, Tone. You're killing me.
This is my house.
You are killing me. I can't. No. I want to be put in a little bit of a better mood. Am I going to be put in a better mood? Let's put the Bob Costas out there. It was bad enough for the Guardians yesterday. It might have been even worse.
Kenny's refusing full lines. He's like, nope, we are not going down that path.
I am looking the other way. Guys, I've gotten very used to ignoring elephants in the room. That ain't going to change. It was bad enough for the Guardians last night. I hate to do this. We got Noah Eagle coming on next, another play-by-play guy. We are not going to ask him about Bob Costas.
Might not get it in.
You got the Bob Costas last night. Here, hit it. This is the Yankees-Royals game.
Line drive, base hit to center field.
It was smothered out there. I don't know if it was caught.
It was caught.
Oh, my gosh. What a play.
Oh, poor Bob.
Oh, poor Bob.
Oh, poor
we had him
Bob.
On last year. I was defending him. We had Bob on, Syracuse legend. I was so excited to have him on, Kenny.
You Newhouse boys. Stick
yeah,
part
we
of the
have
cult.
To. We have to. And when we have Noah Eagle on, coming up
you
in 8 minutes.
Newhouse boys stick together.
Are you going to play that clip for Noah?
No. No. Honestly, what am I going to? We're going to put him in a bad spot. He can't do that. And plus, he's Ian's son, and Ian is our friend. We're not going to put him in that position.
Maybe Bob's just having trouble. Maybe the eyes are giving him trouble. Come on. Give him a break.
I don't know. People have been tweeting about it all day, how rough it was yesterday and in game
some of these
two.
Press boxes are really high, okay? It's not going to get them all right.
Isn't that at Kauffman Field?
Kauffman Stadium.
Whatever. How high up is that?
Well, let me go to my elevation.
I've only seen
MLB
it.
Pressboxelevation.com.
I've only seen it from the outside. I don't know what it looks like on the inside there. It looks pretty tall.
Well, the last time I was there is 1995, and I was yelling the F word at Kirby Puckett, so I couldn't tell you.
You lucky? Did he yell the F word back?
He squinted at me and said, "Who are you?"
Okay, Judas Priest.
Did Costas weigh
put
in on
the safety back on you, psycho?
Mitch, did Costas during that game weigh in on the Middle East crisis?
Golly.
I think you might have mentioned that in the third inning.
Put your safety back on. And you put the safeties are going
I
on.
I like that Bob will.
Stop it.
We'll talk
Stop
tough
it.
Turkey about some political
Stop
stuff.
It.
I like that, okay? Sorry.
Well, right now, that might be better than the play-by-play. He's 72 years old.
It was either this or unsophisticated takes with Anthony Lyman.
I already had one today.
Yeah, baseball's baseball.
Yeah, okay. That's
well,
just
no.
baseball.
Poor, we got Lindsay Baseball tweeting at us, former producer.
Mm-hmm.
It says, Ken, and she's a producer out in L.A. She's doing a great thing. And she says, Ken, compare Mookie Betts and Aaron Judge in the postseason to Jose Ramirez. I says, I did. My problem is, though, is if I sit there and go, guys, it's okay that Jose Ramirez has struggled this postseason because Aaron Judge has struggled in the postseason. You guys don't care. Aaron Judge don't play for the Guardians, and he never will play for the Guardians. They don't care.
I tried to bring up Mike Trout's only had three playoff games.
And Lima goes, Ken, that's why it's baseball. And I said, I hate that argument over everything
else.
You
wanted to slap me in the
face. I hate that argument. I've never physically accosted you when I almost came over the table at you. That was all during a break. Imagine what we're going to do on air.